Hello everybody. So I'm here to talk about the use of Ayurvedic diagnostic criteria in Ayurvedic clinical trials, a literature review focused on research methods. During this presentation, first I will briefly discuss what is Ayurveda, and then I will talk about this study. So what's Ayurveda? Ayurveda is an ancient Indian medical science originated over 3,000 years ago. Ayurveda is a Sanskrit word made up of two words, Ayur and Veda. Ayur means life and Veda means knowledge. So Ayurveda is the science of life. So history of Ayurveda, it's originated about 1500 BC and till date it's improving, and I will not take much time talking about the history and other stuff, so we will be out of time. Other basic principles of Ayurveda. According to Ayurveda, all the living and non-living things are made up of five basic elements: space, air, fire, water, and earth. These five elements combine and manifest in human body as three humors. Doshas, known as Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, collectively known as Tridosha. Space and air combine to form Vata. Fire and water combine to form Pitta. And water and earth form Kapha. So these three doshas are made up of these five basic elements. Tridosha controls all the biological, psychological, and pathophysiological functions. Any imbalance in these doshas will result in illness. The three seats of these doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, are predominantly Kapha dominates in the chest region, Pitta in stomach and small intestine, and Vata in large intestine. This chart shows the signs of dosha, balanced state, increased state, and decreased state. So again, I will not talk much in detail. These are the functions of these doshas in our body. So what Vata does in normal state, and how it will affect if Vata increases in our body, and how it will affect if Vata decreased in our body. So this, I would like to share this study that is done in India, a biostatistical approach to Ayurveda quantifying Tridosha. They concluded in this study that the concept of Tridosha has a sound empirical basis that could be used for a scientific establishment of Ayurveda in a new light. Another basic principles of Ayurveda is Prakriti. Prakriti is thought to be a unique combination of physical and psychological characteristics which governs the way body functions. There are seven types of Prakritis depending upon the dosha or the combination of doshas. These seven types are Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and Vata, Pitta, Pitta, Kapha, and Vata, Kapha, and Vata, Pitta, Kapha, all three together. Here is the Ayurvedic diagnosis and treatment planning flowchart. General physical examination and medical history that is done by 10-fold and 8-fold patient examination. 10-fold patient examination is known as Dashvid Pariksha in Ayurveda, and 8-fold patient examination is known as Ashtavid Rogi Pariksha. The specific signs and symptoms of current condition of disease are examined by 5-fold disease examination. In Ayurveda, it's known as Rog Pariksha. All the collected information is assessed by Ayurvedic physician. Ayurvedic diagnosis is made and treatment is planned accordingly. By taking all this information collectively, Ayurvedic physician concludes the diagnosis and plans treatment accordingly. Here are the brief descriptions of these examinations. 10-fold examination, here are the definitions of what is Prakriti. There are 10: Prakriti, Vikriti, Sara, Samhana, Pramana, Vayan, Shakti, Satmaya, Satva, Ahar Shakti and Vaya. Here are the brief definitions of these examinations. And here are the brief definitions of eightfold and fivefold examination. The tenfold on the previous slide was typically Ayurvedic concepts, but eightfold and fivefold is, to a certain extent, you can correlate these examinations to conventional medical system. For example, here in eightfold, there are examination of stool, examination of urine, examination of pulse. Examination of pulse is Nadi Pariksha, but these words look similar to conventional system of medicine, Western system of medicine, but it's not same. For example, Nadi Pariksha. In Ayurveda, Nadi Pariksha is done to assess the level of doshas. So how the pulse feels, it explains the what dosha is elevated or what dosha is in decreased. So it's not simply in conventional medicine counting the number of beats per minute or something like that. So now let me come to my study. So what was the objective of this study? To evaluate whether Ayurvedic diagnostic criteria or Western medicine diagnostic criteria have been used in published clinical trials testing an Ayurvedic intervention. Rationale for this literature review. The use of Western medicine diagnostic criteria in Ayurvedic clinical trials would raise methodological concerns about the possible, if not likely, misclassification of subjects as regards the appropriateness of treatments provided, and hence draw into question the validity of the findings of clinical trials. If diagnostic misclassification occurred routinely, it would raise serious questions about the validity of the collective findings from this growing body of clinical trials on Ayurvedic interventions. Methods and materials. We did a literature search for the past three decades, from 1980 to 2009. 128 abstracts and titles were identified, and those abstracts and titles were screened, and out of those, 45 clinical trials testing Ayurvedic interventions were identified. Review of clinical, these trials were done by me as a principal investigator. For all the 45 articles were reviewed by me, and rest of the three reviewers reviewed randomly assigned non-overlapping set of 15 articles. Here is the literature search and data retrieval flowchart. We searched PubMed, Embase and other databases. Here is the inclusion criteria and then exclusion criteria. And eventually we came up with like 45 articles, and then we extracted data from these articles and put in epidata and then to SPSS to do some cross tabulations and frequencies. Data collection and management. Data retrieval document was created. A database was designed in epidata software. 8 general questions like title, author name, publication date, number of subjects, and whether it was a randomized controlled trial or not. Besides these 8 general questions, there were 23 specific Ayurvedic diagnostic terms, 10 from tenfold, 8 from eightfold, and 5 from fivefold. As I showed in previous slides, the names of tenfold, eightfold, and fivefold examinations. Besides them, the word tridosha was searched in those articles. And Western diagnostic terms searched were ECG, laboratory, CT scan, ultrasonography, liver function test, renal function test, etc. Data collection strategy, tenfold examination and tridosha. These terms are purely Ayurvedic, and there was hard to find a correlated term in Western medicine. So we collected data just if that term was mentioned or not mentioned, yes or no. But for eightfold and fivefold examinations, as these terms can be correlated to Western medicine, for example, Nadi Pariksha can be pulse examination, we just thought that authors might not have used the Ayurvedic terminology like Nadi Pariksha, just for the sake of better understanding to the reader. So with that thought, we collected the responses in four categories for 8-fold and 5-fold examination. If the term was clearly reported in Ayurvedic terminology, term was clearly reported in Western terminology, term reported but did not clearly specify whether that term was used in Western or Ayurvedic aspect, and whether that term was not reported at all. Data analysis, data was exported from Epidata to SPSS software for frequency descriptive analysis and cross tabulations. Results, the number of published clinical trials over the past 30 years were 45. 2 in 1980s, 16 in 1990s, and 27 in 2000. First, we plan to do a decade-wise comparison of Ayurvedic clinical trials. But when we saw these numbers, then we decided to merge first two decades as pre-2000 and after 2000 as post-2000. So we saw a 50% increase in the number of trials using Ayurvedic interventions in a post-2000 decade as compared to pre-2000. Interestingly, none of these articles reported use of all the Ayurvedic diagnostic criteria terms. Only three articles reported Ayurvedic term Tridosha, two in pre-2000 and one in post-2000 period. Only two articles reported Ayurvedic term Prakriti, none from pre-2000 and two articles from post-2000. Overall quality of Ayurvedic clinical trials improved with time if we compare pre-2000 versus post-2000. Number of articles increased, number of randomized control trials increased, follow-up period increased, number of subjects went up. Here is a stacked bar graph that shows the 10-fold patient examination comparison of pre-2000 and versus post-2000. As you can see that only one criteria, Vaya, was mentioned in pre-2000 period. None of the other was mentioned, and in post-2000, only Vaya was reported most frequent. Only one article reported all the 10 diagnostic terms. Here is the 8-fold patient examination. This stacked bar graph again shows the same pattern. Most of them did not report these terms. And interestingly, none of the articles reported any of the 8 diagnostic criteria purely in Ayurvedic terms. And here is the 5-fold examination. Again, this comparison shows the same pattern. Most of them did not report it. Only few of them reported, very few reported that diagnostic term in Ayurvedic term. Some of them mentioned but not specified. Some of them mentioned using Western medicine term. But they did not specify whether it was they used in Ayurvedic aspect or Western aspect. So this was the overall comparison of Ayurvedic versus Western diagnostic criteria in pre and post 2000. As you can see that there was overall improvement in the post 2000. The percentage of articles that reported only Ayurvedic terms, they reported at least two terms. First white stack shows the percentage of articles that reported at least 2 out of 23 Ayurvedic diagnostic terms. So that number is very small in pre-2000, but slightly we can see an increase in post-2000 period. And this striped stack shows that number of percentage of articles that reported only one diagnostic term out of those 23. And The next one is both Ayurvedic and Western diagnostic terms, at least one in each. And the third, the lowest, this one, dark gray, shows only Western diagnostic terms, at least one. In the discussion, I would like to mention the Ayurvedic treatment is very individualized. That is, a specific Ayurvedic treatment for a specific disease will only be beneficial for a specific group of people who share the same prakriti body constitution. Here is an example to illustrate this. Ayurvedic treatment for arthritis, Kombifura Vighati, commonly known as Google, is effective in arthritis treatment. But it is used in specific formulations for patients with various prakritis, that is Vata, Pitta and Kapha prakriti. Use of Kombifura Vighati Google in Vata, Pitta and Kapha prakriti patients. In Vata prakriti, this herb is used as Panchtikta Ghrita Google and Maharasna Adi Kwath. But if the patient has Pitta prakriti, then the formulation will be Singhnad Google and Castor Oil. If the patient has Kapha prakriti, then it will be Yograj Google, Hingvastik, Churan and Dashmul. So as you can see that the it's the same drug that is used for the same disease but in different formulations in different prakritis. So what we concluded from this literature review, that future studies should overtly strive to correct this inappropriate underuse of Ayurvedic diagnostic criteria in the designing of clinical trials which aim to rigorously test the effectiveness of Ayurvedic treatments. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Questions, please.
Yes. Question. Your 45 trials were limited to only PubMed and MBLS, only those
yeah.
available, accessible from here, right?
Yeah.
Not based on all the data which is available in the journal.
No, that was one of the limitations that we might not have access to all the published Ayurvedic clinical trials that might be published in other languages or in other countries. But it was on PubMed and IMBES database search.
That's right. Otherwise, the number would have been much bigger.
Yeah.
When you showed the tables of your pre-2000 and post-2000 literature reviews, there were two post-2001, post-2000 that met the criteria. Was it the same article? I forget what it was measuring.
One good article reported all those terms, the tenfold patient examination terms.